Uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. From the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. For the people of the Old Testament, circumcision was kind of a big deal. From the point where God bestowed a new name upon Abraham and gave him circumcision as a sign of the covenant between them, all of the male heirs of Abraham were to receive circumcision on the eighth day. And so it continued from Isaac to Jacob to the 12 tribes of Israel, even to Jesus and to St. Paul. And circumcision remained the primary covenant marker for the Jews. It was an outward and visible sign of the relationship between God and his people. In this way, it is quite easy to see baptism as very much the sort of Christian version of circumcision, especially in our tradition where we practice infant baptism. Baptism is an outward sign and a public profession, either of the faith of the baptismal candidate or the promise of the parents and godparents to raise the candidate in the faith. But this really is just part of the story. See, baptism is not only the Christian continuation of a Jewish practice, but in fact it is the completion and perfection of that practice. The circumcision in the Old Testament was a sign and seal of the covenant, of utmost importance, to be sure, but baptism is more. Baptism is a sacrament. And a sacrament is no mere sign or symbol. A sacrament is the effective means by which we receive the grace of God. So imagine you had a loved one, and you kept a photo of them close by during a time of separation, and you made a habit of, you know, saying goodnight to the photograph in place of the person you loved. But when that person returned, you wouldn't ignore them and continue to address the photograph. That would be absurd. To continue to focus on a mere representation when the real thing was present. This is how St. Paul can say that neither circumcision nor uncircumcision are anything, because something far greater, the real thing, has been given to us. And this is what we are celebrating today. Here, very shortly, Hannah Elizabeth will receive the sacrament of new birth. She will be a new creation. And as St. Paul said, a new creation is everything. She will be imparted with the grace of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, die to sin, and be joined to Christ and his church. A new creation is everything. It is what all things have been moving toward since the corruption of the first of this creation by the introduction of sin. It is what God promised throughout the Old Testament. The prophet Ezekiel spoke of God giving a new heart and a new spirit to his people. The prophet Isaiah spoke of a new heavens and a new earth that God was going to create. At Pentecost, we celebrated the new creation that is the church. And now, we await the fullness of the coming of the kingdom of God that was inaugurated by the entering of God into his creation at the incarnation. God is making everything new. This allows us to look out at all of the pain and confusion and devastation in our world and know that all of it is still moving towards restoration. Because that is what God has promised us. And we are participating with him in that And we are given just the smallest glimpse into that promise as we bring little Hannah into our family. In her baptism, as she receives the sacrament of new life in Christ, Hannah becomes a sign for all of us of the promise of God. Her new birth is a reminder and a guarantee of God's power to make all things new. St. Paul brings this to a personal level when he talks about carrying the marks of Jesus branded on his body. Paul suffered for the sake of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus, but his hope and his confidence was always in the power of God. We can do the same thing in our suffering. We can look upon the work of God in the gracious gift bestowed upon this child today and know that God has the power to transform all of our struggles, all of our hardships, and all of our sufferings to the greater glory of God and to our own sanctification. Whenever things in life are difficult, remember this moment. Remember witnessing the moment when God entered the life of Hannah Elizabeth Macduff, adopted her into his family, and forever sealed her as his own. And then remember that he has done the same for you. And understand that our own unjust suffering is our participation in the life of Christ, and God transformed his suffering into life for us. Jesus' suffering was the very means by which death was defeated. And so we are honored to suffer with him. A new creation is everything. So let us now witness the power of God as we bring forth Hannah to receive the sacrament of new birth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.